Slippery rocks and undercut banks are common hazards around Utah's spring waterways. We're suggesting alternative campsites and picnic sites next on Western Life Radio.
All youth must take a snowmobile safety class before riding on public land. Youth learn safe riding techniques, snowmobile maintenance, ethics, and survival information. For more information, visit www.stateparks.utah.gov. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Personal security is up to you as a person. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Suggest a safe site for your next camping or picnic with your family. Bruce Riddle with Utah County Search and Rescue explains.
And again, I kind of go back to the cliff analogy. It's just best to keep a safe distance from the edge. It's just so attractive to go. It's almost mesmerizing to watch swift water moving around obstacles and over rocks, but it's just so hazardous, and as you mentioned, the banks can be undercut. There can be dangers that we don't see there that could easily make it so that we fall into the water. And then once you're in the water, there are other hazards and obstacles that can be in the water that we don't see readily from the surface that can be dangerous as well. Strainers and logs and fence posts and rocks and any number of things that could entrap a person once they're in the water. And those are the most difficult search and rescue calls that we've been on, ones that involve a child that's fallen into the water. It usually doesn't end well, and so it's just impossible to overstress how important it is to be diligent if you're going to go anywhere near the water to make sure your kids don't get too close, keep them inside at all times. It really just takes a split second for a child to go from the edge to in the water, even when we think we're paying attention. For me, it just seems to make a lot more sense. If the water's flowing quickly in the spring during the runoff, maybe just find a better or a different place to recreate than go for a hike up in the mountains.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.